This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Going back to the last game, looking at that hit, it didn't really look like the cleanest thing to me. How did you take it and how did you feel about that hit?
Yeah, I feel like it kind of went into the boards more awkward. I don't know if it was truly dirty. It's tough to say. It was kind of one of those in between. He apologized after the game, so that was nice. But luckily, I didn't have any head injury or anything. I just got a couple cuts and everything, but I actually felt pretty good. With the time remaining, I just didn't feel like it was worth it to play for a couple minutes. I'm all good, though. So, thankfully, I didn't. Could have been a lot worse, and I bet it looked a lot worse from up top than what I ended up with. So I'm glad and fortunate that nothing crazy happened.
Looking at that game, I mean, you go back 2 games ago, and you guys played pretty well defensively against Edmonton, win the hockey game, and then you're in the game at least. You're only down a goal. It's 4-3 going into third. They wind up putting up 7. I mean, the consistency, I guess, is what I wanted to talk about. How can you guys find that consistency to make it more like the Edmonton game than what you did in the Detroit?
Yeah, I mean, whenever any night you give up 7 goals, you lower your chances a lot of winning, obviously. And I feel like I've said this before, but I feel like we just shoot ourselves in the foot a lot of the times. I know they scored and capitalized on a lot of their power plays. So obviously the penalty killing needs to be better. But there was one goal where it was a 2-on-5 in the zone too. Like they shouldn't even get grade A's on those. So I think we're just creating a lot of mental errors and we're kind of giving them free offense, which is what you want as an offensive team. You want to capitalize on teams' mistakes, and whenever they give you opportunities, you capitalize on them. So I feel like we're giving teams a lot, but when we do play well, we hold them to 2 to 3 goals, and I feel like that's when we're successful. But when you get past that and you give them 7 goals, I feel like it's tough to win a game 8-7 in this league. So,
Is that where the frustration comes in, that you guys do keep making the same mistakes over and over at times and you just can't get them totally out of your games?
Yeah, and I feel like, you look at a team like Florida, and when we played them, they beat us. Was it 3-4-0? 4-0. They gave us really nothing free. Maybe 1 to 2 breakaways on their errors, which is probably what they give up every game. But once they get 1 to 2 goals and that 2-goal lead, it's almost impossible to get any chances. And I feel like that's what we felt like when we played them. And, you just look at those teams that are always high up in the standings. I feel like they're consistently doing the same thing, and I feel like that's a big word, is consistency. We can beat good teams, we've shown that, and then we just have a couple games where we just don't play to our full potential, and we don't compete and skate, and we kind of just give them free stuff. So obviously the best teams in the league don't let that happen, and when we play them, it's pretty evident.
You're getting an opportunity to play with Bo Byram. What's been that been like? I think back, you've played with almost everybody, but now you get a chance to play with Bo. What's it like when you're on a pair with him?
Yeah, I think we played a couple times probably last year and maybe even earlier on this year. But I feel like we got good chemistry. We're pretty good friends off the ice. I like, honestly, playing with our lefty because you can kind of play both sides out there and you're not stuck to one position. So that's nice. You come back from the D zone, you end up on right. If you end up on left, you know, you kind of just stay there. So I feel like it's easy for sort outs, and obviously Bo is an unbelievable player. We got a lot of really good defensemen on this team. Everyone's pretty easy to play with, but I feel like Bo is, you know, he communicates a lot in the D zone, and he's a very smart player. So it's easy to play with, and I love playing with him.
I know it's easy for me to stand here and say, but is just does there have to be a more concerted effort for you guys to stay out of the penalty box? And whether you like the calls, you don't like the calls, whatever it is, it just seems like it's a lot, and the Red Wings wind up with three power play goals. Do you guys have to maybe, as a team, have a more concerted effort to stay out of the box?
Yeah, I feel like Lindy's been harping on us all year in that regard, and I feel like some games were good, some games were bad, and sometimes, you know, the refs are going to make bad calls, but that's the part of the game. You know, you get them on both sides. It's not always just going to be us getting the bad calls. So I feel like there is a way you can forecheck and take the puck from someone without even being close to taking a penalty. But I feel like sometimes we get our sticks too high, or, you know, we're a little lazy and hook someone or something. But, yeah, that's for sure. The more you give a team 3 to 4 power play opportunities, you got to think one of them is probably – you know, everyone in this league has 5 really good players they're going to put on the ice and probably make it capitalize. So I feel like we don't get that many power plays. So I do think it is just, you know, moving your feet, being strong on pucks, strong on battles, and you'll draw a lot of calls. And I feel like that's the way you're going to get pucks back without taking penalties.
You know, Jack Eichel, is it taking time and space away from him? Is that what you've got to do?
Yeah. I've obviously played with Eichel my first year, and you give him time and space, he's probably going to make you pay. So he's having a hell of a year, and for sure when he's on the ice, I feel like the 5 guys that are on the ice got to be aware, because he's a game changer for sure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.